We are about to hear from a man who has been in the Congress for, according to what I've heard, more than 25 years. And in 25 years, you can learn a lot about the Congress. He has also had experience with blind people. Now, much of the time when we learn that somebody has a blind person in the family, it makes a person nervous because it's usually Aunt Emily, who's 87 or something. But he's got a different kind of experience with blind people, and that is an experience teaching blind people to travel and to travel effectively with a cane. He did it himself. You can see how good he was at it by checking out old Carl Augusto over there. I don't mean that. Carl Jacobson. I must beg somebody's pardon. Carl Jacobson over there. I saw Carl Augusto earlier today. But Carl Jacobson got travel training from our next speaker. He introduced legislation for us. He came and participated in announcement of the legislation in a press conference in Washington. He is not only a knowledgeable member of Congress, having served in many capacities and on many committees, but he is a good friend and he's been here much of the day. Here is Congressman Adolphus Ed Towns.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Maurer, for those kind words to tell you and to all the various presidents of the various states. And of course, all the officers and dais guests and all the speakers, that I am delighted to be here at your convention. Yeah. Let me just say that Dr. Maurer indicated that I've had some experience in travel. Well, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, the person that I taught to travel, and during that time they call it a cane teacher during that time. And you now they call them the orientation and mobility instructor. I guess the pay increased, so the name got longer. But my real claim of fame is that I taught Carl Jacobson how to travel. Even though some folks are saying that he needs a few more lessons. I remember a situation that occurred, let me share this with you, when I was teaching Carl how to travel and how to interact with the public and his resistance to dealing with the public. Can you imagine Carl resisting to deal with the public? I gave him a dry cleaning ticket and I said to him, hey, please get my clothes out of the cleaners for me, please. He immediately told me, I do not live in this neighborhood. And of course, I responded by, I know you do not live in this neighborhood. So he said, well, how would I find the cleaners? I said, you ask people that are passing by and use the techniques you were taught. He got the cleaner's ticket, left, went on, interacted with people, got the clothes out of the cleaners. Carl, I want you to know, we were ahead of our time because we were already into the discovery method before we even knew what it was. So I want to thank you for being a trailblazer, Carl Jacobson. I have great respect and admiration for this organization because you have worked to change widely held but false beliefs that the blind are helpless and incompetent. So let the record reflect that I come from a state where the governor is legally blind. And he is doing a magnificent job of straightening out the mess that the sighted governors created for him. I'm confident that if it had not been for the National Federation of the Blind informing us and reminding us there is great leadership in the blind community, and we need to tap it in and tap into it as soon as we possibly can. Yeah. Congress passed legislation, and of course, and I want you to know that this is one of my priorities in the Congress to pass this legislation that benefits this community. As it was indicated, that I recently introduced the Pedestrian Safety Enhancement Act. To address the dangerous threat of quiet electric or hybrid automobiles to blind and other pedestrians. I'm aware of the high gas prices. I'm aware of the global warming. I'm aware of the importance of energy independence. But in our haste to solve the problem, we cannot forget about pedestrian safety because that's important too. In recent years, the presence of hybrid, electric, and other environmental-friendly cars have dramatically increased on our nation's roads. With the commendable goal of decreasing air pollution and reducing fossil fuel for the benefit of preserving our planet, it's very important, but safety is too. These cars have been lauded for their important contribution to the reduction of greenhouse gases as well as their quieter engines. There is no question that in the coming years we can expect to see a further increase in the number of consumers who choose to drive these environmentally friendly automobiles, and I understand the reason why. But I say to my colleagues in the United States Congress, it is important to consider potentially unintended consequences of eliminating the sound emitted by the engines of these quiet cars. We must consider the potential threat to safety that quieter cars pose for blind pedestrians. And pedestrians who are not blind, the elderly, runners and small children may also be in danger from the lack of sound. You know, when I was getting ready to introduce the bill, I was looking for a co-sponsor. And, you know, I was talking to people and they did not quite understand what I was saying. You know, some people catch on faster than others, you know. And of course, I was talking to one of my colleagues by the name of Cliff Stearns from Florida, who's also a co-sponsor on this legislation. For those of you from Florida, give him a shout out and let him know you appreciate him sponsoring the bill. He came to me and he said, I'm going on the bill. I'm gonna help you, I'm a sponsor. I said, well, why? He said, I almost got knocked down by a car. That is why he's one of the sponsors. You know, H.R. 5734, the Pedestrian Safety Enhancement Act, which I introduced along with, indicated my colleague, Cliff Stern from Florida, this bill will work towards ensuring safety of pedestrians who, for various reasons, do not see a vehicle approaching and are placed at risk for injury or even death. This bill directs the Secretary of Transportation to study and establish a motor vehicle safety standard that will provide means of alerting the blind and other pedestrians of nearby cars in order to ensure pedestrian safety. If we can send a man or a woman to the moon over the weekend, we should be able to provide safety to pedestrians from quiet cars right here on Earth. The study will determine the most practical means by which blind and other pedestrians can be warned of nearby vehicles. Let me say to the auto dealers, I want to work with you in finding a solution, and my door is wide open to you. Let's work together. Once this safety standard is determined and the findings are reported to Congress, it will be applied to all new automobiles manufactured or sold in the United States beginning 2 years after the issuance of the standard. I've been around Congress long enough to know you're always going to get the doomsday criers. Those people who talk about you can't do this and you can't do that. It is too expensive, or it is not needed, and blah, 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 and all that, you know, and they go on and on. You know, you have people that just sort of specialize in that kind of behavior, and some, all they want to do is just criticize you. You know, and they tell me that the story goes that a couple, you know, got married, and this lady married to this criticizing family, and this man was one that all he wanted to do was just criticize. Whatever she did, he would just sit around and wait and criticize it. And tell me, she asked him, would he like to have breakfast one morning? And he said, yes, I'd like to have breakfast. She said, what would you like to have? He said, I want to have two eggs. I want one boiled and I want one fried. And of course, and I want it back in front of me in 7 minutes. And so she ran over to the stove and turned it on and cooked one egg and boiled the other one and brought it back and put it in front of me, looked at it and said, see, you fried the wrong egg. We have already secured more than 50 co-sponsors of this important legislation. Yes. And I want to thank you because the NFB has been very active in terms of talking to the members of Congress, reaching out and making phone calls. And I want to say to you, thank you so much for all the help. So give yourselves a round of applause for the help that you're doing. Let me mention the Talking Book program, and I'm going to go to my seat. In addition to the pedestrian safety bill, I've also worked hard to increase federal funding for the National Library Service. Realizing that the days of the cassette tape are numbered, but my wife has not discovered it yet. The National Library Services has developed a plan to transition from analog to digital technology. And I think that is a marvelous thing. Let me close with this little story. There was a little boy that was walking across a field one day, and he fell in a deep hole. As he cried out for help, the first man came by with a rope, not long enough to reach the little boy. I understand that man was an auto manufacturer. And as the little boy continued to cry out, the second person came by with a rope just a little longer than the first rope, but not long enough to reach the little boy. I think that was a quiet car driver. And as the little boy continued to cry out, the third man came by with a rope just a little longer than the first two ropes. I think he was a member of Congress. And as he continued to cry out, the fourth man came by with a rope just a little longer than the first three ropes, but not long enough to reach the little boy. And finally, the little boy looked up in total desperation, and he said, "Tie your ropes together. Tie your ropes together. Tie your ropes together. If we do, we can solve this problem."